Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah shares her big news.
So, you've had a baby.
I had a baby. Yep, she's here. It's exciting. She's just sleeps and eats and poops, so can't complain yet.
Baby Hazel Jo Lee was born February 26 in Billings. With bitter temperatures and dumping snow outside, Sarah and Henry spent the night before the scheduled C-section here in town just to make sure they'd arrive at the hospital on time. After 2 days, one of which was a super rare snow day for area schools, it was time to attempt the trip home.
When we left the hospital, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get home because Henry's dad had driven out to the ranch. He said he barely got out here. He thought it had been the most snow he'd ever seen at the ranch. So we were a little nervous getting home. And they also wanted us to come in the next day to check her weight. And I was like, is there any way we can wait a couple days to do that? Because there's no way we're going to drive all the way home, barely get there, and then try to drive back into town the next day.
They did wait and have been marooned now at home with temperatures outside as low as minus 43.
I've just been kind of watching the ranch from my window inside.
Sarah's mom's here from Northern California.
And she's a marathon runner. And when she comes out to visit me, she likes to, you know, run on the dirt roads and take off. But I told her, I said, unless you're wearing ice picks on your shoes and you enjoy running in negative degree weather, you're going to have to be stuck inside with me. So she's got the cabin fever more than I do.
That's what's happening inside. Outside, everyone's doing whatever it takes to keep everything alive. The goats are particularly tricky.
They're so small that they just really have to be handled with extra care. They're all under heat lamps and it's still cold. I mean, they're all in the barns. They've all got straw. They've all got heat lamps. It's tough. I mean, this is just something that unless you bought them all a hotel room at the Motel 6 or something, it's hard. It's hard on everyone. It's hard on everyone working outside. It's hard on the animals.
The pregnant goats and ewes, those are the sheep, stay in what's called the drop pen during the day. One or another of the Hollenbeck's Peruvian ranch hands is on lookout duty.
As soon as they're about to have their baby, we want to get them into the barn and on some dry straw because they could freeze as soon as they hit the ground. But you don't want to keep them inside either before they have the babies. I mean, you could, but it's just nice for them to get the fresh air and the sunshine. And with any type of confinement, you've got run the risk of, you know, diseases and sickness.
It's a ton of work, and the cold takes a real toll.
We start about 6:30. And once we kind of do the first round of chores, the guys like to take a break about 10 o'clock and go inside and have some coffee and warm up and, you know, maybe even take a little nap if they need one. And then they head back outside. And then about 2 o'clock, they take a long lunch, like from like 2 to 4 or so. At that time, then they will take, you know, a nap again if they need one or something. And because we are lambing and kidding, I know one of the guys has been out during the night doing some checks. We've also got some cows calving as well. So it's important for someone to go out at least once or twice at night just to run a flashlight over everything and see if everything needs help.
The ewes and goats go into the barn overnight, just in case.
So if they are going to have their baby there inside and capable of doing it on their own if we're not there right when it happens. Most of the time it just requires them putting whatever's had the baby into a stall of some sort and making sure the babies are up and nursing, and then you're usually good to go back to bed.
Next week, Sarah gets back on her feet and back to making meat deliveries.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.